In my lifetime, I've always wanted to know the secrets to life. And I wanted to know, why are we here and why are we doing this and why do we even want to come down here and, you know, and suffer and carry on and maybe have a totally miserable life like some people do. But then I started believing in reincarnation, understanding karma more. They say there's no good karma or bad karma. It's just karma. And we have choice because we live in a free will world, and that's why we wanted to come in this lifetime, to feel totally free. So what we've come in to do is spend our lifetime searching for something to believe in, wanting to feel like we are really protected and safe and loved and taken care of, no matter what. Just because we're the children of God. Just because we are God. Even as I say that, I realize that probably, how much, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 85% I feel the presence of God. I thought it was 100%. So the thing is, since I cannot consciously connect with God, I have to go through the subconscious mind. And you're probably wondering, well, why can't we just connect up directly to God? And we can sometimes. But if you have low self-esteem and you don't feel good about yourself and you've done things and not turned it around and made things better, this is where it comes back on you. Your subconscious mind is a little child that's within you, that she's just a 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. And she has a name, or he has a name, and an age, and his look. This little child is with you all the time, has never left you, but we've left the child. When we lose our innocence in life, the child hides. The low self-esteem, not worthy, not good enough. When we want to talk to God and say, oh goodness, I just asked for that yesterday and look, it showed up. The perfect thing, God, thank you, thank you. The perfect outcome, oh thank you, God. It's wonderful when you get to this point where you're doing that more than less. When you start out, you have to make this connection, but it's not with God. Well, it is, but it's really with your subconscious mind. And my subconscious mind is a 3-year-old child, and her name is Sweet Pea, and she wants to play and have fun. She wants to wear sparkles. She loves to dress me up every day and put these fabulous earrings on. In fact, I have earrings on right now. No makeup, hair undone, and just sitting here in my comfies, and that I got to have these earrings on. This is for Sweet Pea. when my sweet pea feels loved by me and listens to her and knows that I am going to take good care of her and she's safe and she's protected with me. She's my little girl. And I had forgotten about her. She said, all you ever want to do is work. You don't want to play with me. And I want to play. And I said, but we've got to have money to pay for things. No, we don't. That was her answer. Anyway, yeah, she sounds a bit like me. But after working with Holly Akala, Dr. Hugh Lynn, for several years and learning the Ho'oponopono and all the good stuff that goes along with it and how to instantly release these emotions, these feelings, and just get back to forgiveness and love, taking responsibility. For your life, for everything. For being the best mom, the best parent, father, to this little child within you. It has to feel loved and supported and protected and safe. And it has to get its needs met, financial needs and health needs and relationship needs, all our needs. And when she feels that way and you need help, something's gone wrong and you don't know where to turn, then you just pray and ask her to, and ask God to help you. I'm telling you, you can pray till the cows come home. But that child within you doesn't feel good about itself. It ain't gonna happen. Prayers are not heard. And it's not God. It's us. God never leaves us. Never. We leave him because we feel bad about ourselves. Just like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. As soon as we feel like we aren't perfect, little children, little godlings, as soon as we feel that way, we block the flow to the Holy Spirit. Because we don't feel worthy, good enough. We feel guilty and tainted and shamed and I just want you to know, for me, what gets me back to happiness . And when I first asked this, before I even started talking, what gets me back is knowing that my father and I are one, and he has not left me. We're with him. We're connected. Maybe not 100%, 85% feels pretty good to me, but that just says I've got more work to do. I've got to find out how to take better care of Sweet Pea and love her to pieces and always do the right thing so that when we need help, he immediately go talk to Holy Spirit for us. You know, the Holy Spirit in the Hawaiian is called the Amakua, which means utterly trustworthy one. The Samakua means you can trust above everything, always. the subconscious mind, now that's the superconscious mind, your Amakua. The subconscious mind is the Unipili. Which means grasshopper, because it jumps around and it just is into everything and knows everything. The conscious mind is the Uhani. That's the mother. That's what that means, the mother. And that's the nurturer and the provider and the watching over too and taking care of her here while she's in this lifetime. I guess I can just see us coming in as these beautiful, precious little souls that came in whiter than snow and pure and clean. And then we got dirty along the way because stuff happens. But then I also know that that's why we came here, is to learn lessons and to grow and to wake up and not be asleep in this lifetime. Take responsibility for every emotion that I'm feeling. Pay attention to what I'm feeling, what emotions are there. And we have hundreds of them blocked in our bodies. This is our emotional baggage. This is what keeps us from feeling close to God. I'm so thrilled that I'm doing the emotion and the body code now. It just seems God made it just for me. I got a little pop in the corner over there when I said that. But I do feel so close to my angels now. And my angel, beautiful beloved, came to me back in the 90s, her name. She calibrates really high. Calibrates 1,000, 10,000, 20,000. 8,000? No, 800,000. This is my oversoul. This is who Sweet Pea takes my prayer to. If Sweet Pea feels good enough to show her face to her. That's why we had to be free of all these things we've done in this lifetime. We have to heal that. And it takes inner work and lots of forgiveness. When your prayer is answered, what will come through is inspiration. The subconscious mind is our intuition. Our superconscious mind is inspiration. It will be almost like a light bulb going off. And you'll get the answer, or someone close to you will, to help you. I've done it so many times, and it's so exciting when that answer pops through and everything works out. And you know Holy Spirit is just taking care of you, and you're connected, and you don't feel separate from God anymore. I could take a further step and go down that path of death and dying, and knowing that I've had one out-of-body experience back in the 60s, and I had another out-of-body, well, I had a near-death experience the second time in the 80s. Big wake-up call. That is when I decided that I was going to really be an angel advocate. And I'd been looking at this angel stuff for 10 years. When I discovered the book, The Power of the Subconscious Mind, at Unity Church. But I wanted a fast way to get there. I'm not the one that can sit around and contemplate my navel and this and that. But now I know that my information comes in when I'm awake and aware and moving. All I can say is all the work that I've done on myself over the years and learned and grown and really trying to live the best life that I could with where I come from and the stuff that not only, you know, we have our stuff, but we have our ancestors' stuff too. See, they acknowledge that over in India and Asia. We don't do that here. Acknowledge our ancestors. Well, we've got their DNA. And there is a way that we can help them too by removing emotions that we inherited from them. It could go back 10 lifetimes. Just remember, your intuition comes from your subconscious. Inspiration comes from the superconscious. And you'll know it. I'm so glad that I'm putting this down now, because I want to share with everyone what I know and understand about the subconscious mind and how it works, and why we want to find a way to connect with it, which is what I've done. Every time I muscle test, people will say, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm talking to my angels with my fingers, but I'm really doing muscle testing, kinesiology." And it's so much fun. Everyone needs to learn to muscle test, even if you just use it when you're going to the grocery store or when you're standing in front of the chocolate factory and wondering, should you go in or not? Your body cannot lie to you. Now, your brain will lie about everything because it doesn't care. It wants it all. But if you ask your body, how did it feel about smoking, drinking, or whatever, it would go weak. It says, "No, I don't like that." You'll always feel in the dark if you don't feel super connected to your inner guidance, to your intuition. I didn't know that this would take me where it did, learning to muscle test in the way I'm doing it along the path, but just years of working with it for myself so I could get the knowledge that I wanted to know. And I really feel like for the first time I really did not feel fearful, because I didn't have mom or dad here or family, and single, divorce, all that stuff. back in the 80s. I've had a great life, and I've had it the way I wanted it. Pretty much. I just feel I'm really getting to do God's work. I get such happy feelings inside and know that I've found my passion, what I love to do every day. Even if I didn't get paid for it, it would be fun and just connecting up with people. Just letting them know how much God loves them and they're never alone. I will talk more later on.